Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving into something that touches us all, how we show up for each other when the world gets heavy. It's easy to get lost in our own struggles, but there's a quiet power in choosing to be the light for someone else.
Absolutely. And that's exactly why I wanted to focus on this segment. We often talk about resilience, but we need to talk about connection. When we isolate ourselves during hard times, that's when the damage deepens. We need to remind people that asking for help isn't a weakness. It's a vital act of courage.
That brings me to a story I heard recently. A woman named Sarah reached out to a friend just to say, "I'm struggling." She didn't need a solution, just a presence. And that simple act of reaching across the divide changed both their lives. It's a powerful reminder that we don't have to carry that weight alone.
That is the core of it. We need to normalize that conversation. When we see someone in pain, we don't step back. We step closer. It is serious work, yes, but it is also an act of profound love. If we can make the space for vulnerability bigger, we make the world more compassionate, place by place.
And that compassion is contagious. When we show empathy, others feel safe to do the same. It creates a ripple effect that reaches far beyond what we can see. So, let's commit to listening more and judging less. Let's be the people who stay when it gets hard.
Agreed. Stay tuned, because next up, we'll be sharing some practical steps on how to build those bridges of connection in our daily lives. Until then, keep reaching out.